With wildfires now burning in many parts of the province, air quality warnings are currently in effect for most of the southern regions of British Columbia, including the West Kootenays and the Boundary. Morgan Scholl, a meteorologist with Environment Canada, says most of the smoke in our region is coming from the large wildfire complexes to the west. These include the Brunswick Creek complex in the Fraser Canyon, the Deer Lake wildfires near Clinton, and the Bradley Creek fires near Vernon. Scholl says the current weather conditions are bringing smoke to the Kootenays that is likely to stay a while.
Right now, the weather pattern has switched to a westerly flow. So all of that smoke has headed into your area. And unfortunately, going into the weekend, we're going to continue to see that westerly push. Saturday into Sunday, it looks like there could be some instability as well. So there's kind of like an upper level trough moving in, which means more potential for atmospheric mixing. So there might be a slight reprieve periodically, but we're still predominantly getting that westerly flow into your region, bringing that smoke into you guys.
Due to fires in the state of Washington to the south, even if the weather pattern changes, it is unlikely to offer much relief.
Obviously, there's fires kind of surrounding you guys, which is a problem, because then even if the flow switches to southerly flow, well, then you're going to start bringing up the smoke from south of the border as well. With the upper level instability going through the region, it looks like there could be a few slight showers kind of to the west of you guys, north and west of you guys. But then also just a reminder that especially Saturday at the moment, we're also looking at the potential for more thunderstorms, which that could trigger more fires. So it's not the best news, obviously.
Scholl notes that it's important to heed the guidelines with air quality advisories. These include postponing or reducing strenuous outdoor activities until the warning has ended, and spending time indoors in a space with cleaner air.
If you're going to plan any highly exertive activities, you know, try to aim for the treadmill or postpone your training at least into the next week until this heavy, heavy smoke lifts.
Yeah.
And maybe checking in vulnerable family and friends who might be impacted by poor air quality.
Some people are more likely to be negatively impacted by smoke. This includes people with lung and heart conditions, pregnant individuals, infants and young children, people aged 65 and older, and anyone whose health is affected by a chronic condition or acute illness. For Kootenay Co-op Radio News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.